Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspirational this morning. Hopefully you'll enjoy the provision of the Lord this morning as you arise and see hopefully the sun will be shining in your life today. And as you go through the day, may you consider the needs in your life and maybe in people around us. Today I was going to speak on Luke 18. We have been cultured in our generation to have instant gratifications where anything you want is at the tip of your fingers for the most part. And COVID has seemed to change the supplies just a little. And it has been a little more normal for us not to be able to get things exactly when we wanted it or planned to get it. And I believe the Lord would have us to learn patience. We have a need in our lives, especially with the digital age, that we are more persistent, not giving up so easily on spiritual things. On Luke 18, verse 1, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men always ought to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. Well, no, we have a certain judge who did not fear the Lord, nor was he a respecter of persons. This judge was self-sufficient. He doesn't seem like he bowed down to anyone. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Now you'll notice here, if she's a widow, typically, especially in the second, third world countries, a widow is normally a poor person, and probably doesn't have a lot of money to bribe, or pay a good lawyer, or things like that, typically. Anyway, she went to this judge trying to get her payment or whatever she was asking for here. It seemed like someone owed her something, and she could not convince him to pay her or to give her what was required of their deal or whatever the case may have been. So she goes to this judge who did not fear the Lord, nor was he a respecter of persons. And she went to him, and he would not listen to her. He did not take her case. And then he said, for a while he didn't, but afterward he thought to himself, though I fear the Lord God, neither, nor do I regard man, yet, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she will weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on the earth? So here we have a parable that was showing us that if we have a petition of the Lord, for the Lord will hear the cry day and night. And if an unjust judge will hear a woman who comes to him continually just to get her out of the way, he would give her what she asked for. Shall not God help his own, which cry day and night to him? It says here in verse 8, he will. Speedily he will do it. But will you have faith? Is there faith on the earth? We have a high calling in faith, in prayer. As you have maybe a burden in your heart this morning, maybe you have no burden and you need a burden, the Lord will reach into our lives and cause us to be stirred. As I think of the persecuted church this morning, so many who are subject to prison and poverty for the name of Christ. And we have a case most of us are all aware of with the Haitian kidnapping. Crying day and night, is that how we are doing? Do we have a burden? Are we praying for? Are we seeking God? Are we asking? Do we believe he can? Will he hear the cries of the saints? It says here, yes, he will. Speedily, he will hear them. Now, our speed and his speed is where we have a disconnect sometimes. With the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. If the Lord hears this cry, and he hears this cry, and he cry out again, he will move. He will send his angels and ministering spirits to minister to the elect, to those who are crying out for others, for themselves, for their families. We have a God who will hear. He has ears to hear. So this morning I just wanted to just give you a thought here to continue to persevere, to ask. You ask and you receive. Ask not and you receive not. Do we have faith this morning to cry out to the Lord? Oh God, help us. Help us be like this widow. You know, we have to be clean in our conscience. If we have a clean conscience, there's liberty to ask. There's liberty to petition the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we have this need in our life to be pure. And the pure in heart shall see God. And one day, we will no longer be weary in well-doing or seeking the Lord or prayer. The tugs of this life will all be in the past. Our eternity is before us. Praise the Lord. May you seek the true riches today. May you cry out to him. May you continue to cry out to him. May you seek him today. Seek me and you shall find me, says the Lord. Draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. Seek the Lord and you shall live. May you remember that today while you're going about your day and be inspired to ask the Lord for your needs. In Jesus' name, I just want to bless your day. Amen.